Families, friends, and even some former Olympians gathered in downtown Anchorage yesterday to celebrate the return of gold medalist Keegan Randall and the rest of the Alaskan Olympic contingent. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell was at the celebration and has the story.
Under a red tent, Alaskan Olympians signed posters, hugged friends, and met fans of all ages.
I keep meeting all the grandmas. Like, most time you meet, like, the kids.
That's two-time Olympic cross-country skier Sadie Bjornsson.
I got, like, an email from this grandma the other day. It was like, you know, I think you need to step it up and stop being so humble and find your true, what, how good you are. It was like, spoken like a true grandma. Thank you very much.
Bjornsson was one of 10 cross-country skiers from Alaska at the 2018 Winter Games. Many of the Alaskans were at Wednesday's celebration, greeting those grandmas, hugging their friends, and posing for pictures with fans. One of the Alaskan fan favorites from the 2018 Olympics was figure skater Keegan Messing.
It was so cool to have the support of Alaska behind me going into the Olympics. It was unbelievable.
Messing is from Girdwood, but represented his mother's home country of Canada at his first Winter Games. Sporting a red flannel hat with the Canadian maple leaf, Messing grinned as he talked about competing in South Korea.
I almost broke into tears like 30 seconds before I was getting on the ice, just because my eyes wandered up, I saw the rings, and I was like, I'm about to skate at the Olympics.
Hundreds of people in the crowd cheered as their hometown Olympians took the stage in person or on the big screen. Paralympic skier Andrew Kirka recorded this message for the crowd.
I wanted to say thank you for taking this moment to celebrate Alaska's victory as athletes, and I wish I was there with my gold and silver medals to share it with all of you. There's no place I would rather be. Thank you for showing your support to all of us, and love you.
It was an emotional evening, especially for the other Alaskan Olympic gold medalist, Keegan Randall. Randall's brother was in the crowd dressed as a lookalike, her dad carried around a 2-foot-tall cardboard cutout of Keegan's face, and there was another superfan waiting to greet her, Senator Lisa Murkowski.
To have a gold medal come back by an Alaskan, a female, a mom who we have all been following for years and years is pretty cool.
Randall was competing in her 5th and final Olympics. In her last race, Randall and Jesse Diggins teamed up for the skate sprint. It was down to the final stretch that Diggins pulled ahead of the Swedish skier.
The moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history, the first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
Keegan Randall retires with a gold medal round her neck.
I think I played a little part in that, because as Jesse's coming down the finish, I'm standing next to the Swedish girl, and we're both yelling as loud as we can at our teammates, as if we can will them to the finish faster.
With a fresh strip of pink in her hair and her gold medal around her neck, Randall also talked about the disappointment of not medaling in 2014, and how with the help of her teammates and support from Alaska, she came back this year and made history, winning the first medal ever for the American women's cross-country ski team.
This may be the first in women's cross-country, but it's not going to be the last. They're just going to come flooding in now. So thank you so much.
Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.